Several weeks later, Butters showed up at my door with a big box wrapped in Christmas paper. I let him in and he carried it to the living room and presented me with it. "Go ahead, open it." I did. Inside the box was a guitar case, and inside that, an old wooden guitar. I said, "What's this for?" "Therapy," Butters said. He'd been having me practice squeezing a squishy ball with my left hand, and, just as he'd predicted, I had slowly gained a little more control of it. "You're going to learn to play." "My hand doesn't work that well," I said. "Not yet," Butters replied. "But we'll start slow like everything else, and you can work up to it. Just do the lessons. Look, there's a book in the bottom of the case." I opened the case and found a book entitled Guitar for Total Idiots, while Butters went on about tendons and metacarpal something or other and flexibility. I opened the book, but night had fallen, and the fire was too low to let me read it. I absently waved a hand at the candles on the table beside the couch and muttered, "Flick'em bickus." They puffed to light with a little whoosh of magic. I stopped and blinked, first at the candles and then at my burned hand. "What?" Butters asked. "Nothing," I said, and opened the book to look over it. "You know, Butters, for a mortician, you're a pretty good healer." "You think so?" I glanced at the warm, steady flame of the candles and smiled. "Yeah." This is James Marsters. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Deadbeat by Jim Butcher. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse, produced by David Rapkin, and directed by Bob Walter. Deadbeat is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc., copyright 2010. All rights reserved. The book, Deadbeat, is available wherever rock books are sold.